Commissioners Court for Monday, February 24th, 2025 at 9 a.m. begins here.
Get started. All right, this is the meeting of Franklin County Commissioners Court, regular meeting on the 24th day of February at 9 o'clock a.m. here in Franklin County at the Mount Vernon, Texas, Franklin County Courthouse. Start with our invocation. Scotty?
Sure. Yeah. Father, we come to you in prayer this morning. Just thank you, your Lord God, for all your many blessings. Thank you for the gift of another day of life, and thank you for the opportunity to serve this county and the people here. We just pray, we just give you thanks for all the many blessings you give us, Lord. The country we live in, the state, and this county. We pray that you'd help us look after each other and take care of one another. We pray that you bless us this morning, Lord, as we consider the county's business. Give us wisdom and understanding in all the choices and decisions we make. Help us to decide correctly. We ask it all in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Okay, you're very quiet.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the state of Texas, one state under God, one indivisible.
All right, thank you. Public comment, public. If you want to speak, when we get to the agenda item, just raise your hand, we'll talk about it, because I know there may be some coming up on the Paul stuff and everything. All right, let's go to agenda item number one, consider and take action to approve minutes of the February 4th, 2025 workshop, February 10th, 2025 regular session, and February 13th workshop. Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, got a motion, second, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize their payments. Harry?
The amount submitted for your approval is $89,623.15.
I think that may be the lowest in the history of the
country. Me too.
I don't think I've ever heard just five digits there. Hello, Daryl. How are you?
All right. I move to approve the claims against the county.
Okay, got a motion to second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number three, consider and take action to approve resolution to enter. Nope, our commissioners went to a meeting this week. So we got about three of these here, so we're trying to do it legally and right. So consider and take action to approve the resolution to enter into an interlocal agreement with the City of Mount Vernon for the Paul's Animal Shelter.
You want to read it?
Yeah, I guess so. I got it here. Thank
you.
Okay.
Just vote yes.
I know. And to clarify stuff, I put information out on my judge's website, if y'all haven't got it yet. And this is going to be for information. We're not going to get into arguments. If you want, you know where my office is, come talk to me about whatever you need to, or the city manager or something like this. This is an agreement between us and the city. Okay? This is, and that's what it is. Now I'll read this right quick, and then we can discuss it here in just a minute or thing. State of Tech County, Frank, whereas the Commissioners Court of Franklin County is a governing body that performs governmental functions and services for the citizens of Franklin County, Texas, acting by and through its authorized representative and Franklin County Judge of the City of Mount Vernon, Texas, a local government created and operated to provide one or more governmental functions and services acting by and through its authorized representatives, the administrator of the City of Mount Vernon, and whereas pursuant to Texas Texas Interlocal Cooperation Act, both parties here to eligible to enter into an agreement and consideration of on the premises of mutual promises for the benefit of the public under the authority of Section 791.001-791.029 of the Texas Government Code. And whereas both parties in performing governmental functions and paying for the performance of governmental functions here under shall make the performance of those payments from current revenues legally available to that party. Whereas both parties find the performance of the governmental functions and services described in the scope and work of the agreement is necessary for the benefit of the public and is in common interest of both governing parties, including consideration and division of cost and labor fairly compensates the performing party of services agreed to under this agreement. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Request for approval be granted to Franklin County, Texas, and the City of Mount Vernon, Texas, to enter into an interlocal agreement for cooperative work, adopted this 24th day of February 2025 of the Commissioners' Court. Now, this is just approving, we got several things, so this is just approving the resolution.
Okay. I move to approve the resolution there into an interlocal agreement with the City of Mount Vernon for the Paul Shelter.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? Mm-hmm. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Okay. Number four, consider and take action to approve interlocal agreement with the City of Mount Vernon for the Paul's Animal Shelter. So this is that. This agreement made this 24th day of February 2025 in the City of Mount Vernon, Franklin County, pursuant to authority granted by the Texas Interlocal Cooperation Act, Chapter 791, Texas Government Code, providing for the cooperation between local government bodies and the parties hereto in consideration of the premises of mutual promises contains herein as follows. Whereas the contract is made under the authority of Section 791.001 and 791-029 of the Texas Government Code. Whereas the parties and performing governmental functions are in paying for the performance of governmental functions hereunder shall make the performance of those payments from current revenue legally available to that party. Whereas the governing bodies of each party finds that the subject of this contract is necessary for the benefit of the public and that each party has a legal authority to perform and provide a governmental function or services which is submitted, which is subject matter to this contract. Furthermore, the governing bodies find that the performance of this contract in common interest of both parties and that the division of cost fairly compensates the performing party of the services under this contract. Franklin County hereby makes constituents and appoints the City of Mount Vernon, constitutes and appoints the City of Mount Vernon, its attorney and agent for the operation of the City of Mount Vernon, Franklin County Paws of Franklin County Animal Shelter. The City of Mount Vernon shall maintain the following administrative and operational responsibilities for the shelter. In order of arrival, animal intake, care, and adoption, acceptance of surrendered animals and strays from unincorporated areas of Franklin County, supervision of employees and volunteers, screening of volunteers, maintenance of grounds and facilities, risk management and financial management, financial transparency and physical control of shelter revenues and expenses. Franklin County agrees to collaborate with the City of Mount Vernon in the following areas. Reimburse of one-third actual operational expenses as invoiced by the City of Mount Vernon. Reimburse shall not exceed $51,203. Reimburse the City of Mount Vernon for the cost of animal control activities requested by the county and unincorporated areas of Franklin County. Enforce an existing future laws related to the regulation of animals in unincorporated areas of Franklin County. Franklin County agrees to pay the City of Mount Vernon monthly for the county's share of the operational expenses upon receipt of the invoice from the City of Mount Vernon. Craig Lindholm, City Administrator, is hereby designated as official representative to act for the City of Mount Vernon in all matters relating to this agreement. Scott Lee, County Judge, is hereby designated as the official representative of Franklin County in all matters relating to this agreement. This agreement shall take effect upon execution by both signatories. The agreement shall be in effect for the date of execution for a period of 1 year and may be automatically renewed unless terminated by either party to the agreement upon the 30 days notice prior to cancellation. Witness there the parties here in the agreement to the execute the by their authorized officers on the day and year first written above. And that's City of Mount Vernon. So, this is considering to approve interlocal agreement with the City of Mount Vernon for the Paul's Animal Shelter. Now, we can't talk about if somebody wants to about the cost or the, you know, Craig's here and he can probably answer any questions. They're taking full responsibility of the, basically we're just helping finance one third of it. Basically, after reading all that, that's basically what it is.
That's basically all it is.
Now, I did see on Facebook that people still think that they are not able to bring dogs to the shelter from the county. Yes, they will. That was part of that that was changed, that was had a misunderstanding. We do have a 30-day out if we don't like this. You know, somebody said, well, we can try it for a year or whatever. And the The issue here is we got a dog problem. We have a problem. And nobody has an answer for it except this. This is all we've got. This is all we can do. There's legal, I'll let the sheriff talk about the legal ramifications and what we can and what we can't do. We've discussed it 100 times, basically about we can't just go out and, like the city can, have a city ordinance and pick up dogs again. We can't legally do it, sorry. Whether you want to or not. So there's got to be something we have to do to help control our dog problem. Nobody has an answer except for this. Nobody. Now, somebody says, well, they need to learn to shoot the stray dog. Well, we'll go to jail for that. That's against the law. You can't do that. So we can't sit there and tell somebody. Now, to defend your property or your kids or something, you betcha. That's no different from a human being. You have a right to defend your property, of course, but just to go out and start shooting stray animals is not going to get it. And we can't do that. We can't encourage that even. So, you know, if somebody else would like to bring up something, what we can or can't do, you know, go ahead.
I just wanted to briefly bring up in the language, I think it should be 30 days written notice, just so that way there's no calling or anything, just to make sure that way there's actual physical notice to everybody. But aside from that, I think that everything sounds great.
Upon written 30 days. Now, I was kind of putting it on the spot, I guess. So, we could change that to alter that. So, anyway, saying that, we'll have to, number five will be the budget, but I thought this was probably the best place to talk about what's in this resolution or this agreement. Well, it's a resolution now, it's an agreement with the city and everything. Anybody got any comments?
Question, we talked about administration of it and what have you. Who has ownership of the facility?
Well, you want to discuss that?
We own the facility.
Yes.
We paid for and improved the facility.
Yes.
The city is going to manage it for us, and we're going to focus on fundraising, getting these dogs adopted, fostered, whatever it takes.
Okay. That answer that, okay.
And so Paws will contribute a third to the, to the budget as well through donations, I suspect. Okay.
Yes.
Where I live, we have a stray dog problem really bad, because to get here this morning, I had to go by like 4 dogs just to get out of the way. So it's like, I've only been here a little while, but the people that live where I live is being racist. It's an ongoing problem, and they don't know what to do. The dogs that I see are more calm and everything, but there are a few out there that they'll come to you. They're not coming nice. So it's like in a case like that, if I'm getting out of my truck and I'm going to my door and here comes a dog, what do you do?
You have a right to defend yourself. That's what I was talking about.
Because it's running towards you doesn't necessarily mean it's growling and all of that. Sometimes they're running towards you because they're hoping you're going to give them some water or something. Did I know there's an ordinance that if you feed it, it's yours?
I would in a case like that get back in your car, call 911, and let us come out there. It doesn't mean I'm going to be able to pick up the dog, but I'll be able to make sure that you get to where you're going safely. I'm not going to advocate terminating the animals or anything like that, but I will make sure that we do our best to keep you from getting bit. But again, and I want to make sure everybody understands that just because we're going in contract with the city doesn't mean the city's ordinances transfer to the county. We're still pretty limited on what we can pick up. You're welcome to bring them to the Paws yourself, but we will not. I do not have the vehicles or equipment to capture stray dogs. But if you have aggressive dogs, please call us, and if it continues to be a nuisance, then there is a way that the animal control from the city will come out and assist us when they can. But it's not going to be a there's not going to be an extra officer in the city, and there's not going to be extra animals, just a patrol of an animal in the county. It's going to be a per call situation, and each situation will be handled accordingly to the circumstances we're presented with. That's the best way to put that.
Is this limited to dogs only?
No, dogs and cats.
Dogs and cats.
Dogs and cats only.
Yeah, don't be bringing a bunch of horses or dogs. Yeah.
Don't bring any wild.
but not pigs.
No, well, not wild pigs. If you got some domestic pig, let me know. I bet I can find somebody. Or cows. Cows are really expensive right now.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right, go ahead.
How many kennels are there out there, Craig?
45. Yeah, we got 45.
45. 45. And the target opening date?
March 11th.
Gotcha.
We'd all like to come. Come out there and do that. If we're approving this, I don't know if we approved it yet.
I make a motion we approve the interlocal agreement with the city of Mount Vernon.
Okay. Do you have a second?
I second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any more discussion?
I do have one more.
Okay.
Why don't we, we're thirds, let's say they go over the budget. We've got ours capped.
That's it. That's capped right there.
So y'all are going to cover the rest of it.
We will be.
Okay, I see.
Making sure we have this. That's it.
I know we've been the cap on it, but.
Let's say Paul's goes broken, then next year, if we want to do, it's going to go up, of course.
We don't know. We don't know. Right. I mean, this was a.
This is a whole new.
This is an estimated budget for operations for this year.
I knew we put a cap on our end.
They come in over it.
I just won't make, because I knew we weren't going to give no more for the goal for this year.
Right.
Y'all do know that you're going to cover the next year.
Exactly.
You know, we're discovering, we got a motion second, so this is a place for discussion. You know, there's things that you're going to read. There's people who say, why should we have to pay for this when we don't want it? Well, that's called democracy, folks. If people don't want the library, we got a library. If people don't want the sheriff's department, we got a sheriff's department. If people don't want the hub down here, but 90% of the people in this community like the hub. I mean, that's just, you know, we shouldn't have to pay. Well, that's kind of like, well, Donald Trump's our president. I don't know, he's not going to be my, well, yeah, he is, whether you like it or not, or Biden or anybody else. But that's just the way it is, and that's the reason we're up here talking about it and voting on it. We're trying to make things better. They really are, and some people are not going to like it.
Yeah.
And that's just, let me tell you something, the government work, it's just, you're going to have a lot of people don't like a lot of stuff. So, yes?
I have a question. For the people that like to dump the dogs, I'm from the city of Fort Worth a long time.
Yeah.
I live with a park behind me. And I would watch people bring their dogs down, play with them, jump back in the car, and take off. And the dog
would you like to address that, Ricky?
I mean, everybody's got a phone in their hand with a camera on it. Take a picture of them. I mean, I was filed on some last, I guess right before we had commission court last time. A felony charge for dumping animals. It's a felony to dump a dog or a cat or any of these animals out and leave them. So I followed up some folks, but I got to have the information. We happened to catch them on the flock cameras actually, and was able to go back and file them for dumping the dogs down by off of 115. So, you know, if I can get the information, we'll file on them.
All right. Yeah.
Anybody doesn't like us doing this, just come up with a better idea.
That's kind of where I'm at. Nobody's got a better idea. You know, just don't do anything. You know? Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Okay. All right, number five. Consider and take action to approve budget amendment for the allocated funding of the Paul's Animal Shelter.
And if you'll notice, gentlemen, it is different because there was already $10,000 budgeted for Paul's, so I just did an additional $41,210 to make it
$51,610. All right. All
right. Do we have a motion? Motion to approve the budget amendment.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Okay. The ayes have it. Number six, consider take action to approve revisions made to the Franklin County Sports Complex League Rental Lease Agreement. This, you're up on this one.
No, I'm not reading all of it.
Okay. Well, let me find it. Hey, I want students out there. I'm pretty proud of myself.
I'll let you read the whole thing.
I need y'all to read that. I don't
know. Hold on.
I'm just teasing.
I got 5 7 times. Homeland Security. Golly. Hold on. Interlocal agreement. There's the invoice. Here is pending expense. And here's my budget amendment. All right. The agreement between Franklin County and the following, which will be Mount Vernon Baseball and Softball Association, is that right?
Yep.
That's just the...
The only thing we're doing is revising the actual lease agreement. We have no lease agreement with them as such yet. Those are the things you guys had talked about in the workshop, that you wanted to make changes to the overall agreement.
So then we changed to number 8, where they could use an ATV, nothing bigger than a UT, or side-by-side on the fields.
True, okay.
And there was something on the concession stand, which I didn't remember which one that was.
Where we reserved the right to keep it, we took that out.
We took that out.
We never want to do that again if we don't.
The rest of the same, which is not like seeing.
That would be on the changes.
Those are the only two changes. And then the number 8 one was the main one.
Yes. And then we'll have a meeting with, this is between us and...
This is association, then we have it.
Yes. It's just Franklin County. Yes. This, we'll talk to the other guy later on the 27th, so, okay. Now we need a motion.
I make the motion to present this.
Second.
Association.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number 7, consider and take action to approve grant application submission for law enforcement protection project. Robert's not here.
Can we skip all of that? No, he's coming. He just...
Okay. Yep. Sure can. We'll come back. Skip number 8. Skip number 9.
10 would be the next one.
Okay, number 10. Record tax average. Mine right here. I did it. Record tax cybersecurity awareness training certificate of completion for Ricky Jones, Chris Marr, Jack Mendez, Tito Marquette, Yolanda Williams, David Zuniga, Scott McKinney, Cass Whitehurst, Janet Middleton, Scott Lee, Brooke Russell, Clint Bain, James Hawkins, Gunnar Anderson, Ray Green, Brian Gerber, Chance Green, Shanice Hall. Ricky, you did good getting all your people on there. Okay, so that's recorded. Number 11, record TAC Court Assistance Training Conference Certificate for Intendants for Beth Hedges. That is so lovely. Number 12, record minutes from January 13, 2025, Franklin County Child Welfare Board of Regular Meeting. That is so noted. Number 13, consider and take action to approve revised bid from Elliott Lester for parking lot pavement at the Franklin County Annex. Oh, there it is, Rob. Bob's not here. You want to talk about this, Marla?
Well, I'm not sure why my money's on there again.
Because you're the money.
Did you see? It's all about it. It's okay. It's no big deal. I don't have a copy of it with me, guys. I'll be on this phone. It's hard for me to talk to
you. I don't really understand it.
Everybody give you one.
Here's my recommendation. We don't have the money to do everything. We need to keep it as is in the contract, correct? If we want to put concrete further out later at a later date, then we'll do it at a later time.
Yeah.
Is that all right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We don't need to spend money.
No, we're
okay.
I'm
move that we leave the contract as is.
Okay.
Set. Was the contract at 70? Is that the 73 that the contract at?
Yes,
that's correct. Okay, got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number 14, consider and take action approving listing surplus equipment. I'm running out of juice here. Listing surplus equipment with Auctioneer Express. Apparently y'all got a lot of surplus.
I've got some of these.
Okay.
Don't forget, guys, when you do this, I need a list of all your surplus equipment with model and serial numbers. And if anybody, I mean, it's not just them, if anybody has equipment that I want to list, and just make sure I get a copy of it so I can pull it off inventory in our general fixed assets.
You all have several vehicles, don't you, Rick?
Military.
I'm gonna keep them. I'm gonna use
car. Prayer, man.
All right, do I have a motion to approve the listing?
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Now we can go back to number 7. Consider and take action. You got 4 of them here. So.
I got 4 of them.
Four, three.
Oh, ski masters. You want me to just list them all and you talk about all of them?
Yes.
Okay. Number seven, eight, nine. This is number seven, consider and take action to approve grant application submission for the law enforcement protection project. Number eight, consider and take action to approve grant application submission for the MDT upgrade project. And number nine, consider and take action to approve grant application submission for the new deputy rifle resistance vest project. Whew. Do I need to read a bunch of stuff?
No, not at all. All three of those grants are just the yearly grants through the governor's office. The body armor grant is $4,912. The JAG grant, which is the MDT project upgrade grant, is $19,805.38. And the Homeland Security grant is for law enforcement projects, it's $23,547, which is the law enforcement officer protection grant.
I have a kind of one question. What does MDT stand for?
Mobile Data Terminal. It's the,
see, you were right.
It's the computer set up in the corners. Basically, all of this is to outfit the new deputy position of the sheriff added this year. And except for that last one, that $23,000 is that would get equipment for every officer in the county, basically.
Okay, anybody any question? Motion to approve 789?
They're all 100% funded grants as well. There's no match.
Thank you.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Discussion item? Wait a minute. I just want to, I know that we have had the last couple of weeks, I don't know if we can talk about it, but I just want to say, y'all did a great job. People have no idea what goes on. I have argued with people. There were people that were mad at the sheriff's department, and now they love the sheriff's department, but y'all did a great job. And I know a lot going behind the scenes. People don't see what goes on behind closed doors. And let me tell you, they've done a great job on what's happened in the last little bit and everything, but y'all did a great job. And I just want y'all to, and I want to speak to that today, that y'all did a great job. I know that y'all took a lot of, but you know, there's just some things you can't talk about. You know, and people, they just start making up stuff on their own. I heard 500 different stories about what happened and everything, but I know that they have recovered a body and y'all did a great job. Just want to let y'all know.
I'm glad you said y'all, because it's...
It is. It's a big one. And it's just, people just, Facebook is a great thing and it's an awful thing. And I'm not going to sit and argue with people on Facebook about anything. If they want to talk, they need to come over and talk to us. But anyway, I just want to say that before you left. Because I know that y'all, you worked hard, and all of them worked hard on this. And not this sheriff's department, it was a group effort and everything. And that's what it usually is. It's usually a group thing to work and get it done and everything.
I appreciate you.
Yeah. Judge, just to say that, I wasn't, and it's just a city manager. And yeah, I do, you know, we have a unique setup in Mount Vernon and Franklin County. And at times like these past couple of weeks, we can't survive without the other, really. I relied on the city investigators. They're kind of a support to my guys and vice versa if it happens in the city. Our guys are a support to them because we're, you know, manpower deal. You have a lead that comes up. You know, we don't take our information from Facebook, thank goodness. but we did read all of it.
Yeah.
And because we have to see if there's any validity to anything being said. So it actually takes up extra time when folks don't. And that's why, the press release I put it out when I did for multiple reasons, but, the last thing I said in there is anybody that has firsthand credible evidence, because we were chasing so many rabbit trails. While we were also working the ones that we knew were valid, but we can't ignore what's being said or what's being told. And we were usually days ahead of what was being posted. But I do commend the guys. I mean, everybody came together, the Rangers, the police department, the sheriff's department, Brandon and them helped, and Max, and it was a community event, and then we had the Rangers come in, we had ATL, I mentioned them in the release the other day, but you know, it takes all of us and nobody complained about having to stay as long as we did to do what we had to do. I couldn't ask the guys to do any more. I couldn't be any prouder of them. I couldn't be more thankful that we made the recovery that we made, because I'll be honest, deep down I was worried about that. But we were working tirelessly to ensure that we did do that. And so we still got a lot of work to do on this. We're only about halfway through it. So, you know, that's why we're on late in the morning. Anyway, that being said, I do, the relationship between the city and the county, it is a lifesaver. And I'm not preparing it what we had to pause, but our relationships always work well, and I expect it to work well in everything that we do together.
Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, I want the commissioners to realize that this is a capital offense. And we dropped our insurance with Texas Tech. Now, it had watered down to basically nothing. We were paying a lot of, what was it, $30,000 a year or something like that?
No,
it wasn't that high. Okay.
It wasn't that high.
Okay. And it watered down, we basically just paid for their lawyer. So we dropped it. So just prepare yourselves, because it's expensive. And Captain, they have to have two. Tell me if I'm wrong here, Ricky. They got to have if there's three defendants, each one of them have to have two attorneys. That'll be up to the DA what he goes after and everything. But just prepare yourselves and don't be shocked what comes up in the future on a capital offense crime. So that's where the money's going to have to be. We may have to go borrow money for a trial. I don't know where we're going to get it.
Yeah. Well,
I know, but me and Marlon have been talking. Oh my goodness. It's going to be expensive, but hey, that's what happens. And you know what? I don't want somebody that's guilty.
Make sure the base.
I want to make sure that their justice is done. All right. I gave y'all a deal about our generator.
Speaking of more money.
It's depressing. Yes, and I don't know what this is going to cost. I had the same problem with my generator at home. I got to put a automatic transfer switch that's gone out on my generator at home. So I think that's what this one's going to have and everything. And I hadn't priced one yet. I'm scared to for my own point at the house. And,
we may have to have some new wiring done, because the main wiring is not sufficient. And then we'll probably have to have a new automatic transfer switch.
Yeah.
Because the one we have has a crack in it. Of course.
Jed, I don't know. I've got one in stock.
Oh, that's right.
Over in Winsboro. Y'all need it quicker than I do. Mine's working.
For the time being? Then we could just replace yours?
It's already paid for.
$18,000, sure. My whole generator didn't cost that.
What's he going to do next?
I'm scared.
If we accept it, let's move on.
I don't know if it'll work, but it's there. It's something that y'all need.
And we still got kind of remind ourselves too that whatever we got was given to us.
Yes. Yes.
We're still on the good side. Ledger on that.
When we get it all done, it'll run the whole courthouse instead of just partial.
And then I think all the county buildings will have generators.
Not much of a jail yet.
You want to move yourself?
No, not yet. So just a heads up, we don't have a cost yet, but that will be additional to what we've already approved, which was about $30,000.
Winsboro facility, that was a big thing.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it's not here. We have that building at Winsboro. It's right on 37 as you're going into Winsboro. It's right there on the right. If you blink, you'll miss it. But it's a nice little building. But it's not big enough for elections.
It doesn't have Wi-Fi there. We've tried to do a hotspot. Me and Betty went out there years ago and tried to do the hotspot, and it doesn't work worth a hoot. I mean, it was horrible.
Almost like dead air.
We talked to Pine Street Baptist Church, and they're willing to let us continue. I don't think it'll be a problem finding somebody in Newsbury, if something happens at Pine Street, to find a place to have an election. So, I just kind of want to get y'all's feelings, what y'all want to do with the Winsburg Building. You want to sell it? Do you want to? It's got, when you walk in, I think it's got a bathroom, then you got two little rooms on both sides, correct?
Yeah. I thought about buying it when I was there.
What are you really thinking the city might want it?
Oh, no, right now. Things have changed.
I
had an interest at that time, but
yeah. You know, what's y'all's feelings on this? I mean, what?
If you ain't gonna use it, you might
serve no purpose. Yeah, put it back on the tax card unless the city wants to buy it. Pay it. The city could probably use it for something. I mean, we make them a deal on that. Don't do it. Don't get rid of it. Well, tell us, give us your input, Darrell. What do you think?
It's plenty big.
Huh?
It's plenty big. You've been down there on election day? It's plenty big.
That last one wasn't big. There's no parking either. We're going to put in a parking lot.
We've got some parking in the back. Parking back
here. Well, we're going to spend money to put a parking
lot. That's the only public building that the county's got down there. Churches, we've had experience with churches before.
Oh yeah, that's true.
And that doesn't work out. It's a religious deal, and I mean, there's a lot of complaints in it.
Yeah. Well, the only thing, you're right, and the only problem, I think the main problem, surely Wi-Fi's come a long way now, but everybody's getting Wi-Fi.
What do you need Wi-Fi for?
Because of the election equipment. Because the election equipment's got that.
There's not supposed to be going up in there.
That's right. And we're going back in.
There's no Starlink or anything like that.
The poll books that they sign everybody in on run off of Wi-Fi, and it connects to the central database. So those have to have Wi-Fi to work. The voting machines themselves, the machine you put your ballot in, is not at all connected to anything. But those poll books that you sign in are.
There's a sudden link down there?
I don't know what kind of, because she only uses it once or twice a year, if that. And the hotspots that they have, the reception on those comes and goes in that building. Sometimes it's connected and sometimes it's not.
Well, not to mention the fact that it needs some
work. I've not been down there in a long time, but the building does need some work done on it too.
Hey, did we put a new roof on it, 2 years ago?
They say it too.
Well, no, we put a new one since then. It's been the last 2 or 3 years. Yeah, we put one on here. But you know, I can sit here and say, well, 6 months ago, it was 6 years ago, so. Over I get to work.
It's been about 3 years ago.
Yeah, back when
it was good. You saw a public building down in the precincts. That's what I'll say. And they talked about selling it before. And he might have been a little bit on it or whatever, but that was a mistake.
Yeah. That was a mistake. Well, that's where you have the meetings, you know, to sit here and listen. And I'm for whatever y'all want to do, you know, but you're right. We don't have any other building. And if something happens that, I know that we used to vote over at the library for a while. Years ago, went right across the street. I don't know why we didn't use that thing.
I think space.
Is it more room or something?
I get tired of
people tipping in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that probably, I know the church had something going this year, didn't they? There was a complaint that came out on the church. They were, UPS was coming in there delivering something or something, so. But I mean, it's not on the agenda to do anything. It's a discussion item. I'm glad you came and gave us your.
Well, I have a couple other things.
But what would you like to discuss, sir?
Well, first of all, I want you to take my phone number.
You don't ever answer it anyway.
Well, I have. I don't know when the soccer practice is.
Really?
Schedule a game out there. You got just change my number on that.
We can do that.
That'd be easy to do.
Okay.
I got calls on the 31st of January wanting to pay their taxes on my.
What? Hey, I already told my wife, when I get through being judged, I'm changing my number. Daryl, I still get phone calls about federal regulations on trucks. And it's been 12 and a half years, and I mean, everything's changed, but they're still talking about weight laws and federal regulations and everything else. So, yeah, I understand.
You know, another thing too, you know, what's going on federally and all that, that's why I'm up here. It's just, with no newspaper, and you don't see what's going on Facebook. I don't even have a Facebook account. We got stolen figures. But just the transparency, the accountability,
yeah,
that's what I'd like to see.
Well, I start, I
do. Expenditures, yeah. You know, you can't pull them up on website. You don't know what you're spending, you know, probably doesn't unless you come up here.
Yeah.
And then you can't, unless we get a copy, we can. So.
Yeah. Yeah, and Facebook, I started the judge's page, and I'm trying to put as much stuff, or Beth is putting, trying to put everything and be as transparent as we can. I don't want to hide anything, of course, but yeah, that's all we got. I don't know how to do it. Yeah, I don't know how else to do it except for Facebook. I don't do, but you do it on, what else to put it on?
Instagram.
I have no idea how Instagram works. Yeah.
I will say,
be available now. You can copy expenditures.
The minutes, the official minutes that have all the exhibits and everything are online on the county government records website, where all of my records are. That includes commissioner's court, and those are the official with all of the exhibits. So all of the expenditure stuff would be there.
Will be there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just kind of hard for someone that's not computer
stuff. I understand. But yeah, it is there.
I can find the agenda and I can find the minutes.
Yeah, it's on my public records website that we have through our software, where all the property records are, but it also includes commissioner court minutes.
But in summary, Farrell Dollars was brought up all the
time. Farrell what dollar?
Pigs.
Oh, pig, okay.
Yeah. Oh, those were wild. There used to be a bounty on coyotes back. It may still be on the books. When I was in high school, you could cut the 2 ears off and bring it to the county clerk and get $7.50.
Don't bring them to the county clerk.
All right, Darren, you can't come back in.
One of the last things, I mean, we was just in College Station and that question come up, what are they going to do about the hogs?
What about them?
Still, the last I heard, and this is about 2 years ago, you had to kill 7 out of every 10 hogs to keep the numbers where they're there. Yeah. That's not going to happen. I mean, well, I used to have friends that wanted to come out of Kansas to come down here to hunt hogs. Now they walk out their back door and shoot them.
I'm gonna tell you something. I think deer.
I don't know what to do. A bounty might help, but
it's deer's crazy.
I'm telling you,
on the road, you see Greg Harvey met out there. And those pigs have come circle right in my bed now. They're just got about eating up in my bread.
He's got a trap out there, but I don't think going to.
I love about getting buying a game changer. You know, operate with a telephone.
Yeah. There's a guy down here in North Town, he's got a big trap, and that's what he does. When he sits there and gets it on his phone, and when he gets, the last time he told me trap, there was 36 of them in there.
You can catch them, Mike.
You know.
But they're coming in at night, unless you get in touch. Shine light up there and shoot them.
When did last year in school, did they have the presentation on that there? One of the processes they're using, I think, to talk about trying to poison them, eventually get back to doing that. And still that runs the risk of that, the carcass being out there.
It's been going on for 30 years.
Yeah.
The buzzer
doesn't matter than that. Just like the dog.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, we tried to do it. You know, 30 years ago. Well, going on 30 years.
We didn't.
Bring up to the city.
Y'all can reach out.
The pigs?
Yeah,
they're already in the city.
I'll tell you what, you drive through Gladewater right now, they're just right in the middle of town in Gladewater.
Well, look at what's his name yard right up here on Main Street.
Hired Ezell.
His yard looked like a garden out there when I said, what did he done to them? And I got looking, I said, them were hogs. He said, They're probably killing them right here. The problem is, we don't have any of the white law hunters we used to have 30 years ago. Nobody cares about hunting anymore. So the deer population is... So now we just kill them with cars. And turn $5,000 better every time you get a hog. So my car insurance is sky high.
Or deer.
Okay, guys, I got
one
quick thing about money.
Okay.
We got the repair work order from the elevator. We talked about it in the last workshop, but that was right at the end and everybody was tired and I don't know. Well, y'all are interested in doing, it's $25,000.
Let me tell you a story about this stinking elevator. The person that wants us to fix it is the company that we're with that told us that more or less, it wasn't a threat, but we're waiting for a certain day in September where we can change companies. They have one of those things that I hate, the automatic rollover. If we don't catch it within like 3 days, it's automatic rollover, and then they tell us this tough stuff, ain't nothing you do. We'll see if you drop us and all this stuff. So we got it marked on our calendar. And it's this company that wants to spend $25,000 fixing them. And he told me, we went and looked at it, he said, no, it's not dire right now, but it's gonna be, so let's go ahead and hurry up and spend $25,000.
Man, it's been that way since 1912?
Yeah, just about. Yeah.
Do we have an elevator
now? No. No, ADA.
You got one that worked better.
Yeah. So my deal is if something, you know, if we see something, but he showed me the problem, it's not a problem now. It's not a problem. He even admitted that to me. It's not a problem. So why?
No chance and move on.
Let's just move on until we can change companies, and then we'll look at it again and have somebody else with a new eye look at it.
Are we marking out all of our contracts? Are we making sure we...
We have done pretty good about
getting rid of this automatic and solving that for a little
bit.
Well, that's just, I mean, that's going to be a simple thing, just putting it on a calendar.
And I love our attorneys, but I don't like all of that, and I told them that. I said, love y'all to death, but I don't want this automatic rollover where if we blink, if we missed it, hey, wait a minute. And if you got a problem, you can't go back and do anything. And I don't like a big, long, drawn-out, five-year contract with anybody. Got to resell.
Well, this time, we're going to be back with banks.
Get ready for the banks to come up. It's coming up. So, what's that? And that nearly has to be.
Well, we have to have it changed over if we change over by June 1st. So, we will be back in March to ask for authority to advertise, and then we'll do that in probably the end of April, so we have 30 days
it. And hopefully House Bill 38 will pass where we don't have to advertise in a newspaper because we don't have any newspapers anymore. But we have to go back and nobody reads it. And Mount Pleasant is thinking about shutting down, and Camp County and Titus County is thinking about going to Longview. Now, how many people from Mount Vernon get the Longview newspaper? But we have to spend thousands of dollars every year by putting things in newspaper. But nobody's going to
read it. They're going to pay $5.99 for a $1,000 news.
No joke. Yeah. No joke. And they don't tell what they're going to put something in their paper and everything. Yes.
It's a question and it's a suggestion. Instead of doing all this stuff through Facebook and Instagram, which I know is popular for everybody, You already have websites. There's a city website, there's a county website.
Right. And we put everything on there.
I know that some of us in here may not be that techy. Why don't we look and see if there's any high school students that need some internships or something that can set that up and maintain it as part of an educational program for them to have some credentials if they really like that, you know, genre or that venue. And that way the county can work with the schools and the school students can get the experience of how to work in cyber. Like, you know, because it's like it depends on what you want to call it, but in the web world, and use that and push everybody to come to the websites for the information going on.
And the website, we've got the information out there on the website. It's out there now.
Yeah,
and if you just got to make sure that people go to the correct. And the same thing if you have a student, you're still going to have to tell people to go to this website.
Yeah.
And we've already got websites.
Right? Yeah. But you use them. You know, like me, I had to find out through someone to know where to go to find the commissioner's website. I shouldn't have to do that. I should have been able to go to somewhere that said Franklin County.
I think Franklin County, Texas, and it will take you right past
the door. Now that I know that, see, if I'm looking, I don't know where I'm looking at. But I'm thinking you can use your website to hop I think you could utilize your websites a lot more than what you're doing to keep information going. And that way when something comes up, you don't have a news, you don't have a newspaper, but you can always have a newsletter.
And we did it. We did it. We did it.
Website though, that's
third
tag. Like that's not us managing it. We have to submit it and then they post it. So it's not really in our control.
Yeah, except for Facebook. But we did. So we try to get everything out there.
But if you Google Franklin County, it'll take you right to the franklincounty.gov, whatever.
Then
you go to Franklin County, Texas.
Texas. Yeah, you gotta put Texas.
Virginia or somewhere?
Yeah,
yeah. You gotta put it in Texas.
To follow along with that, you know, what she really suggested is some kind of push of information rather than we go pull it, you push it to us. I don't know, I have no idea how Code Red works, but it's on the Franklin County website.
Yeah.
If there was some way to send notices out through that, you know, a lot of us get it on text, as long as it's only text and not the phone ringing also.
But then, 80% of people, we don't get Code Red. We won't.
Well,
it's all our it's
but it's pushing it rather than people having to go search for it.
Well, here's one thing that I haven't figured whether it's true or not. It gets to the people. I ain't figured out. Man, we've heard about 9,000 different stories about murders and who did it. And Ricky probably could have arrested about 500 different people, couldn't he? But you know, there's somebody to get information like crazy. I'm sitting out in the gym Saturday and I had a bunch of people come up to me and I had no idea that the body had been found, but they were telling me about it. How in the world did they find this out? Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I mean, nobody told anybody.
It's still not out there. Do I know? It's still not out there. I mean, of course, whatever you got on Channel 7 News, is that what I know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know anything else. Has somebody been arrested and caught? No.
You're way behind there, Darrell. You got to get on Facebook.
I don't have Facebook.
I thought we talked about it in here.
Well, it is. It's, and that's what I told Lily when we was shutting down the paper. I said, you know, very few people read newspaper anymore. Even when we had it. I mean, they wouldn't necessarily have to shut down because everybody
down with the world.
I knew when somebody died on Facebook, 10 minutes after they died, it took a week sometimes to get it up on Lock to Carol. I mean, the funeral was over by the time we got out of the newspapers. You know, when it's the weekly papers, they died on a Wednesday.
Look at Sam Mario Mitchell every single day.
There you go, I do too.
Nobody, I don't go to the cafe or anything.
Yeah.
Well, there's an invitation.
It's even shut down, tell you it is.
Where's the plan? Make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank y'all. We got a lot.